let's move on that part of our program is just a short review of the last session. You know, that session was conducted by the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. In the forefront was a triadic emanation of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. This will be continue to be our triadic collective consciousness that will help guide us in all of our sessions up to our conference gathering. They introduced us to a new format that will give us a firmer engagement with the Lords of Light, the Archangels, the Masters, and the Elohim. An interface with each will become much more fluid, where ideas are shared and expanded upon. There will be some trial and error, of course, and as we lay down the templates for this new type of expression. So be patient with yourselves as well as each other. They also explain how we are all anxious to have the fourth triad fully activated. But they also warn that this will be a gradual interaction. So please, you know, take your time. It'll be okay. And next they explain how the fourth triad provides an increase in the electrical charges which are present in the Ark of the Covenant. Now, this stimulates and activates the magnetics of the entire unified field and affects the neurology of the brain. An increase in these electrical charges enables the brain and the neurological system to process the various frequencies and vibrations of the body. There is now stability in the electromagnetic field of the body, which is made possible by the six-dimensional template that we retrieved during our 2016 conference here in Arkansas. Without this stability, the holographic projections would be drawn through our third and fourth dimensional bodies and cause a fragmented energetic expression of them. It is only through a fifth-dimensional situation that the above energy fields and these holographs can be received and stably used. Now, they also discuss the importance of the axonotonal lines as energetic connectors, which need to be anchored in the body and then extended from there to all realms that include all realms of form and non-form. There are electromagnetic fields operating within and around our body. The electromagnetic field is affected by individual and collective thoughts and emotions. So you can see why our thoughts and emotions have to be coherent and have at least a fifth-dimensional state. Now, the activation of the fourth triad stimulates an active influence not only of your higher self, your higher mind, your personal oversoul, and your Christed oversoul, but the beginning stages of an activation of the Christed mind. This also stimulates a further activation and use of the Xeon particles. Now, next, they address the concerns of several group members about memory loss. They stated that there is a lot occurring at this time, so be gentle with yourselves. Many of you are having a problem finding the right words to express yourself fully. You see it clearly in the body, but have an issue verbalizing. As they stated, all this will right itself in the coming times, so don't get overexcited. You are in the middle of a massive process of changing your body and in all parts of yourself. There must be a recreation of the physical body and also of Earth itself. You are now in a massive reconstruction of form within the earthly realms into the fifth-dimensional frequency range and multidimensional expressions. The extensive creations taking place have come to the juncture where human interaction is needed, basically form creating form. This can be accomplished with ease when creators in form, such as you, operate from a stable and coherent basis and use all of the resources that are now available. And again, that's kind of a short summary of what we experienced last week. Now, as a quick reminder, on your calendars, our next session will be April the 25th. Basically, same time, same place. Now, let's move on to our next section. We can do that by all taking a deep breath and assisting Joan in bringing forth the triad of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. They will be sharing some additional information and then an energetic guided meditation. When the guided meditation and energy session is completed, our gathering for the evening will be closed. Thank you.